A remarkable effort from the Utah Jazz with great intensity, super focus, and a one match by a sellout crowd tonight of 18,306. But it's not enough as the Rockets take a commanding 3-0 lead. We'll talk about it in postcast. Postcast is brought to you by The Store at 6200 South and 20th East. This is another game that means there's need for a mudslide cookie. Well, I think the big question around the coaching staff, around the players and everything was, after games 1 and 2, how do we even evaluate our scheme, what we're doing, who we are, when we just kind of played passively, almost scared at times? That's not the feeling tonight. They gave everything they could. They made some mistakes that in the end may have cost them the game. I think due to inexperience, we could find these individual plays tonight that really were the difference between a team that had been to a conference finals like the Rockets and have great experience and a team like ours that is not. But overall, the effort was amazing. The defense was through the roof. Donovan did the best he could with 34 points on 27 shot attempts. They attacked, they battled, they fought, they weren't scared. And yet it wasn't enough on a night in which seemingly everything you needed to have happen to beat the Rockets happened, and it still wasn't enough, Ron.
Yeah, it just seemed like when the Jazz needed that big play, they couldn't get it done. The three-point shot, obviously, is something that's been just, it's gone. I mean, we're not making enough of those, and we're not making at the right, you know, some of those big ones at the right time, and it's really causing the Jazz to go on those runs, you know, where you can go a 15-3 run or a 10-1 run or something like that, strictly because of that. But all in all, getting away from defensive schemes and just playing hard and playing smart, you know, for the most part, the Jazz hung in there.
There's a play tonight, and it's symbolic, I think, of where the Jazz are. I'm going to zero in on it. I don't mean to zero in on the two players necessarily, because I actually feel pretty comfortable talking about both these players because I thought they were both great tonight. And so that's why I'm going to talk about them. But there's a fast break in which Royce O'Neal, with about 3 minutes left, tries to throw an alley-oop to Donovan Mitchell that was completely unnecessary. And it's a play that would only be made by 2 second-year players. James Harden and Chris Paul, in their 100th-plus playoff games, are not taking a risky play at that moment of time and score.
Yeah, I know exactly what play you're talking about. I think we made a comment about that when a simple pass, because it was James Harden that was between Royce O'Neal and Donovan Mitchell. And it was clearly a pass that could be made just by pushing the head to Donovan. He would have gone in, dunked the basketball, or maybe even laid it up. Maybe, and Chris Paul, I'm sorry, James Harden wasn't going to foul him. You know,
no.
So that was a very unnecessary play that was made. If it would have pulled it off, the fans would have loved it. But it was the wrong time to try to make a play like that.
The Jazz came out tonight and fought, and they did some remarkable things. Royce O'Neal's defense on James Harden was exceptional. James Harden did not have a field goal until the 7:33 mark of the fourth quarter on a breakaway.
A breakaway and a dunk. And you know, he's not a player that's going to just say and not continue to shoot, because he has a lot of confidence in his ability. He has a lot of confidence in that three-point step-back jumper. They were coming up short strictly because the Jazz were on that right side. I mean, you have a player of his caliber and the way he's been scoring, and he doesn't come up with big numbers, but they still win. Just show you the depth of this basketball team.
The story for the Jazz has been an inability to score against the Rockets last year in the playoffs, this year in the regular season, and this year in the playoffs. And that's the story tonight, because the defense was remarkable.
Definitely
Rudy was great. Harden was visibly bothered and upset and uncomfortable. Chris Paul is not good enough anymore to go one-on-one and beat you. He had a decent night tonight, but he's not that player. But offensively, the Jazz couldn't get going in a fourth quarter period of time where they went almost exclusively to isolation basketball on a team that does not have a above-average isolation player.
Yeah, it just seemed like they wanted to attack James Harden for some reason, and they just didn't get it done. Jazz got outscored in that fourth quarter 30-25, and, you know, had a chance to win this basketball game. I'm sure they'll look at film and, you know, kick themselves about some things that were not done out there on the floor. But the bottom line is that this Houston Rockets team is deep enough to the point where if you take something away from one player, collectively, a couple of other players are going to, you know, have a big night.
Unbelievable play late out of a Jazz down three. Quinn Snyder drew up a play that worked to perfection. Eric Gordon released on Donovan Mitchell. He turned, got the pass, and just missed the three, which is such a bummer for Donovan on such a great night. That's the moment he's going to remember.
Yeah, and that three, if you remember this morning watching
it's like the exact same.
Allen, it's the exact same spot. Boy, they were just making three-point shot after three-point shot. I'm talking about Crowder and Grayson Allen and Donovan Mitchell. They just wasn't missing from that spot. So it's amazing. You work on that in practice, and all of a sudden it's there in the game, and it doesn't fall.
Bad call late on a Harden drive will be talked about a lot by fans. That was really particularly bad. Tough night to officiate with the level of aggression, and I don't know if they had a good or a bad night. I have no idea what it would be like to call a game like this, so I have no idea what the level of excellence would be. But that call was obviously huge. But overall, you know, we talked about it from the very beginning of the series. This is about as bad a matchup as the Jazz could have possibly had. And maybe tonight exemplifies it because the Jazz played about as good a basketball game as I think they can play, maybe as good a game as they can play against the Rockets, got the Rockets out of their game, and yet still it wasn't enough.
You know, let me touch on this a little bit, and I know that I thought the Rockets got a little bit of what they dish out during the course of the year. I think they get a lot of calls. I think James Harden gets a tremendous amount of calls. And tonight, even though we can complain about the officiating, there were some bad calls, obviously, but I thought the Rockets got a little bit of what they've been dishing out all season long.
A lot of people on our comments, things are talking about free throws. This is my pet peeve. Yes, the Jazz missed some free throws tonight in the sense that they were 25 of 38. But if you just kind of think about it for a second, by the way, the Jazz, I think, shot 74% for the season, so they probably missed two free throws that they would regularly make. I would focus, if I were you, on the 29 three-point shots that they missed, which were worth about 90 points that were left on the, you know, if you want, oh, they left those free throws on the table. Okay, I'll take any of the, I would be willing to take six of the 90 points that were on the missed threes that would have made a difference tonight rather than the free throws. The inability of this team to make shots in this series has been the differentiator on a night where they finally got the defense. And the big question for the coaching staff has been whether the defensive scheme was right or wrong and didn't feel they got the effort in games one or two to be able to evaluate what the defensive scheme was. I think tonight they found out with the right effort, Rudy Gobert can have the impact, be great. Harden can be unnerved. Royce O'Neal was great. And things could work. But they will go likely to the offseason with that knowledge. The Jazz had 11 block shots tonight, 7 by Rudy. Faves came off the bench tonight, was great in his limited minutes. There's just not very many minutes when he comes off the bench. Is it, you know, just one that stings. You'll chew on it. We'll rewatch it. It'll be brutal. We'll be back with you Monday. The Jazz trail the series 3-0. And go watch the 30 for 30 on the Boston Red Sox 3-0 comeback against the Yankees on Easter Sunday for a little hope. Have a good one.